us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Brothers and sisters, I welcome you to another day that the Lord have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in it. As I mentioned on yesterday, this week we are going to speak each day on the topic of God's got you. Because we have to remember that even though we go through our personal travails, that God is still in control. And so today we're going to look at Romans chapter 8, verse 31, which I just read. When Paul declares, if God is for us, who can be against us in Romans 8:31, he's articulating a profound truth and providing immense encouragement to believers. This statement is a culmination of the argument leading up to this point in the letter, where Paul has been unfolding the riches of the gospel and the assurances that come with faith in Christ. This rhetorical question underscores the absolute sufficiency of God's support for his people, highlighting several key themes. Number one, divine support. The phrase, if God is for us, suggests the incomparable and unfailing support that God provides to those who are in Christ. It's not merely a question of God being passively supportive. It implies active and ongoing engagement in the lives of believers. God's favor toward us is demonstrated supremely in the giving of his Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Number two, victory over opposition. By asking who can be against us, Paul is not suggesting that Christians will not face opposition or suffering. Indeed, much of his writing acknowledges the trials and tribulations that come with faith. However, he's asserting that no opposition can ultimately prevail against God's purpose for his people. This includes anything from personal struggles to spiritual battles to systemic injustice and even persecution. Number three, security in God's love. This statement is nestled within a larger discourse about the security of the believer in the love of God. It emphasizes that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The assurance that God is for us is meant to bolster our confidence and his unshakable love and commitment to our ultimate goal. Number four, encouragement for the faithful. Paul's declaration serves as a source of encouragement and strength for believers, especially in times of doubt, fear, or adversity, knowing that the creator of the universe is on our side and empowers Christians to face challenges with courage and steadfastness. Number five, a call to trust in God. Implicit in the statement is the call to trust God's sovereignty and his overarching plan. It invites believers to rest in the assurance that God's protective care, aligning themselves with his will and purposes, confident that he will accomplish his work in and through them. Paul's rhetorical question, therefore, is not just a statement of fact, but a dynamic truth meant to invigorate faith, inspire hope, and deepen trust in God's unfailing presence and power in our lives. Paul's rhetorical question, therefore, is not just a statement of fact, but a dynamic truth meant to invigorate faith, inspire hope, and deepen trust in God's unfailing presence and power in the lives of those who belong to him. It reminds us of the magnitude of being in a relationship with God, where his favor renders an opposition null in comparison to the ultimate purpose and his plan. So, brothers and sisters, be encouraged. And I look forward to our conversation on tomorrow. God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Oh.